to 5G or not to 5G? That is the question at hand right now. A lot of people are talking about it. People are discussing it, and it is a hot topic right now. It comes hand in hand with what's going on around the world, the COVID-19 pandemic that started in China and moved throughout Europe, devastated the people of Italy, moved to America, and is now spreading its way through the Caribbean. It's here in the Bahamas. This is the lockdown that I'm actually recording this on the weekend. The Prime Minister just announced that the weekend is going to be a 24-hour curfew. There will pretty much be no one on the streets, and there's no moving about. Police are patrolling. If you are caught, there will be fines, and persons have been fined already and brought before the magistrate. So let's have a talk right now about this whole situation. 5G or not to 5G is the question. So let's get a little background. First of all, let's see why people are actually talking about this. This is what you consider a conspiracy theory. This is why I'm talking here on why do you believe what you believe? Okay, it's not to judge anybody on this. It's not to bring this about to the point whereas I'm saying you're an idiot, you're stupid, you're a fool. And these are the words that you find, especially on Facebook, persons calling each other these names and not even trying to take the time to understand why they're saying this. They just have something in their mind and everyone else is an idiot because they know best. Keep in mind, I don't know of any scientists in the Bahamas. We have amateur people who likes to read, like myself. I call myself an amateur scientist. I like to do my own experiments and I always tell persons to do your own experiment. Test it. Ask questions. See if it actually works out. If it doesn't, then you might have to throw it away. But let's talk about this for right now. 5G. So here's the thing about this situation. Coronavirus came out in 2019, as we understand. That's why they call it the COVID-19. And people had speculation on what this disease really was. There was so little information exactly what's actually happening. This was a world away. This is in China. I'm like, yeah, you guys deal with that. You don't have to worry about that. But then it started to spread into different parts of Europe. And then it hit Italy. And then it was devastated. And then different parts of Europe. And then in the United States. And then in the Caribbean. And then it was just everywhere. And you couldn't really track it because it like skipped over Africa. You didn't hear anything about Africa. So people were saying, oh, you know, Africans are immune to this thing. Come to find out that's not true because, you know, we are descendants of Africans and there are Africans have been tested. It's just that they didn't have the kits. But anyway, let's get to the crux of the matter right here. 5G. People are saying that 5G is causing the coronavirus. So let's, first of all, let's clarify a little bit about radio waves. That's what pretty much it is. I mean, you think about technology, when you think about the internet, wireless, Bluetooth, all these things like that, there's some kind of frequency, okay? And I don't want to get too deep in explaining this part of it. I'm going to talk about this at a different thing because that's a totally different topic itself. But everything is frequency. Everything is waves. Everything is something in the electromagnetic spectrum. When you talk about light or radio waves, it's all a part of the electromagnetic spectrum. So what you have to consider in your mind, if you're a believer or not, in the whole idea of the Earth, the universe, is one great electromagnetic field, okay? And then they vibrate at their own frequency. NASA itself has actually recorded some sound based on the frequency that certain planets or stars may vibrate at. And then when you come down to the micro, from the macro, from the universe down to the micro of the human being, we understand that the brain waves that we give out, our heart rhythm, our bodies are all operating on a certain frequency. This is why people call it a vibe. Or that's a vibe, that's a vibe, whatever you want to call it. It's just talking about the frequency or the wavelength that you're operating on at that moment. So you're feeling bad, you're on a low frequency, you're feeling happy and excited, you're more closer to a more stable frequency, or what is called as the natural state of being. I can't remember what it is. I don't want to call any numbers right now. But anyway, what are we looking at is pretty much radio waves. And if you go back in time, when you look at the advent of radio, it came at a certain frequency. And if you look at the history of it, persons were getting I wouldn't say sick, but they had side effects like headaches or vivid dreams and different things like that around radio towers, even around high-powered electrical wires, you know, that were in the area. People were experiencing various phenomenons going on with their body or even around them, having hallucinations and different things like that. This is something that's been going on for decades, okay? There's nothing new about this. So it is known, it is scientifically known, and you can research it yourself, that radio waves do affect the human body. So what is happening about this 5G situation? People are saying that the frequency is so high that it's affecting the human body to a certain extent. Now, let's explain this for a second. Let's talk about the virus, because how does this tie in together? How does COVID-19 tie into 5G? Here's one conspiracy theory. Here's one theory that's out there. I don't want to use the word conspiracy, but let's just say theory. Here's just one theory. The first theory is that the testing of the 5G was in Wuhan. So they tested the 5G situation and they turned it on. And what happened is that it affected the human bodies in the point that it gave them flu-like symptoms, gave them headache, runny nose, stomach issues, just all the symptoms of having a flu, you know, achy body, things like that. So a lot of people went to the hospital to get checked out. So they went there and they said initially that doctors didn't know what it was. So they just chalked it off as, okay, it's a flu. That's why people are saying, oh, this is bad flu that's going around. So I'm sure you heard of that. Or you get that flu, you had that bad flu. Chances are people, even now they're saying, chances are if you had that, you actually had the coronavirus. So there was some speculation that there was some connection between the 5G and this now called coronavirus. Put that to the side. We're going to come back to that because that's theory number one. Now, if you are deep in conspiracy, you're going to realize that they, when I say the word they, it's always in response to a group of people, some secret society that's been around for ages that have some ulterior motive for the human race. And one thing that they are looking forward to is creating a one world order where everyone is under just one rule. Why is this? This is also biblical, but to the point that, remember, in the Bible, before the Tower of Babel, all the world was just of one language. They were one people. And because they were one people, when they got together and they said, let us make a name for ourselves, and they build a tower, etc., etc. So there is the conspiracy or the thought or the theory that they're trying to get back to that one world, one people, one mind. That's when you use the word they. So when I say they, there's some group or groups of people who are hell-bent on passing this on from generation to generation to unroll or unravel technology to a point whereas they could control everything, the world economy, the world finances, etc., etc. And biblical scholars will talk about this, talking the same thing, you know, into Revelation, of the point where you would accept the mark of the beast, etc., etc. And we're not going to get into that. That's why I'm just glossing over it right now. We're not talking about religion. We're talking about this whole situation of the COVID-19 and 5G. So the second theory, as I said before, the first theory was that they turned 5G on. It affected the human bodies, gave them flu-like symptoms. They went to the hospital and they just chalked it off as, hey, it's just a bad flu. The second part is that, okay, and people blaming Bill, what's his name? It's Bill Gates, yeah. They're blaming him about being part of this 5G situation where they want to insert a chip into everyone. So they said that they knew exactly what they were doing. They turned the 5G on, it gives you these flu-like symptoms. You go to the hospital, and the hospital say, no, this is not a flu. You have the COVID-19 virus. And then they would run it along saying that, you know, this pandemic is going around as they put this 5G into action around the world. And then they would come up with a vaccine. And in this vaccine, they would inject you. But inside this vaccine would be some chip, microchip that can track you, etc., etc. And the world would change beyond this, that you will not be able to travel outside of your country if you don't have this vaccine. You'll not be able to purchase certain things and go in certain areas, etc. And that is one part of the theory. Now, there is a hole in that part. And again, I'm not bringing up all the specifics. I'm just giving you the overview. But there was a hole that I looked at and said, well, why would they use the radio waves, the 5G radio waves, to cause the pandemic? That didn't make any sense. So what to plug that hole, I should say, the whole idea was that the testing of that, from what I understand, they're saying that the virus bonds with your DNA. This is why they have to go to your RNA and pull some information out, see if the virus is there, etc. And this is why it takes so long. There's no simple way to test for it. And they're talking that the test is flawed because who made the test? Again, the same set of people. So they can give you random information saying that this one have it and this one have it and this one don't. And so then you now believe that you have this virus because you're having these flu-like symptoms. And of course, the part of the vaccine part that they try to help you out when they stick you in your nose or stick you with some needles, they're actually giving you a certain virus that is needed to convince the rest of the people that this thing can kill. That's why people died. So that was very elaborate when you really think about it. That's like really thinking out of the box and planning ahead. I'm not going to say it's ridiculous, because if I sit down long enough, I'm sure I could come up with a plan similar to that by myself. So if there's a group of people, I'm sure that they can actually sit down and come up with, or project, I should say, of how people will react to this type of thing. Another theory is that, of course, 5G is the future. You need this for artificial intelligence, you need this for smart cars, you need this for the cell phones that they're going to be coming out with in the future, which, if you don't know by now, this is the reason why they made it difficult for you. I wouldn't say difficult, just almost impossible for you to remove the battery from your phone, because they want to track you no matter where you are. And of course, there are lots of different information online about this, where people did test themselves, where they had their phone on with the location and they pulled it up on the computer and it tracked them. They turned location off, but it was still tracking them. They turned the entire phone off and it was still tracking. So we know that no matter what, your phone is always tracking you, always listening to you. Your camera can be accessed remotely. If you don't know this by now and you think this sounds ridiculous, this is not something that's out there that's theoretical. This is already being tested. Just go and look it up. It's like it's been done. All right. And if you want to not believe it, that's up to you. You can do that yourself. Again, no one is here to judge anyone. So all these conspiracies: one, 5G caused the COVID-19. Two, 5G caused the symptoms of which you were then injected with some kind of solution that gave you the COVID-19. Three, you wanted the COVID-19 to spread in order to get everyone inside, to put lockdowns and curfews on person to keep you away from them so that they can complete the installation of these towers around the world. And why would they do that? Okay, so there was a situation that actually happened in Great Britain. I can't remember the town that happened in. But they realized that people were putting up these towers and they were saying, yeah, 5G is coming. And they did a test and they realized the person was having headaches and no one really paid attention to it. But then they saw them cutting down trees. And apparently this place where they were doing it was like a very beautiful place. And they had these very fully grown trees, but they started to cut them down. So of course, persons got upset and said, well, why are you cutting this down? And they would not give them an answer. Come to find out, the high frequency that 5G works at cannot penetrate fully grown trees. They needed them out of the way because it's shortening their reach. So which means that you have to put in twice as many towers in order to get the full coverage. But it was easy just to cut down the trees. So this is where it became known that these 5G towers were causing some issues among people. I mean, you could go online, you see persons standing near the towers, some are getting burned, some are feeling sick, some are having headaches. They're just doing their own experiments. You don't have to believe it, because you know you can't believe everything you see on the internet these days unless you do it yourself. But there's a lot of it going on out there. So there may be something to it. We don't know. I don't know. I can't tell you. I've seen a 5G tower. I don't even know what a 4 or 3G tower is. They all look the same to me. So I'm not an expert on that. I'm just presenting the information here to you. So this is why people are talking about 5G and COVID-19, saying that they are attached. And that's three theories that we know of so far. Now let's go back in time for a second about radio waves. And you have to talk about radio waves because that's pretty much what a 5G tower is. It's just technically a radio waves. So you have to study radio waves and study electromagnetism. So I mentioned before, you go to the macro, you have the universe that has its own frequency. The earth has its own frequency. The human body, the human brain, the thought has a certain frequency. But they're all part of the electromagnetic scale. Is it scale or system? Anyway, so when radio waves first came out, radio as in voice, you know, you have to turn on the radio, AM, FM, etc., etc. Like I said, persons who were nearby these towers were experiencing some issues. But over time, I guess the evolution of mankind to adjust, you have a child has some experiences, but less than you. And then that child has another child. By then, your body's used to it. But by then, things already switched from just radio waves and we have microwaves now. And so we have a tiny little box inside of our homes that has a microwave. I think that operates at about 2.4 to 2.6 gigahertz, somewhere about that. In a confined area with a shielding, and you put your food or anything inside there, and it heats up the molecules and it makes it hot. Okay, so when you look at now cell phones, when we're able to do text and voice, is the same thing. We had, I can't remember what it was, 3G or probably less, I don't know. And as technology moved up, that allows you to get WhatsApp and things, you end up to 3 and 4G, and now we're looking to do different things. So you need 5G, we need faster internet, we need something that's more reliable, that can spread. So what are they doing? From what I understand, 4G is about 6 gigahertz, something, 6 to 10, and 5G is going to be over 30 gigahertz, so it's a higher frequency, you know. Microwave was at 2.4 to 2.6, somewhere up in there. And you're looking at over 30. Is that going to affect your body? What will that do to your body? I mean, I don't know. Can someone test that? Can someone put their hand in a microwave and see what happens? I don't know. I really don't know. You know, I remember in high school, we were studying radio waves and they were talking about water. They had some towers in there, like ponds or lakes or even like the sea, whatever. And they were saying that the water around these towers were always warmer than everything else. So they were literally kind of like cooking it. You know, microwaves are not invented yet. But even then, they realized that certain things wouldn't grow around these radio towers. So there could be something to it. Again, there's a lot of tests to do. There's a lot of research to go through and see if this really is true. Then you have scientists. Now, the reason why, and I'm so, I wouldn't say disappointed. What's the word? I don't even know what the word to use. Neil deGrasse Tyson. I really respect the man. He's the U.S. United States foremost astrophysicist, and he comes on TV and he sets the record straight. But sometimes he becomes too arrogant for me. And when I say arrogant, I'm right, you're wrong. It's simple as that. You know, whatever I say, because I studied and I am the astrophysicist, I am the scientist, I am right. And no matter what you say, you're wrong. And I can't take that from anyone. So when you think about this, when I say scientists go out there and they do these studies, but then they come back with an answer that is best suited to the person who is actually paying for your grant. I mean, if you don't know about this, you could research this as well. Think about it. You're a scientist. You spent your entire life. You went 4, 5, 6 years in college. You came out. You're looking for some place to work. You get some job at a research lab or even being a professor, and you have to get some grants to come in. If I tell you I would give you $100 million grant to prove to me that there is no effect of 5G on the human body, what would you do? And again, I spoke to some persons in the United States and around the world talking about this, and they do admit, and there's actually videos and information out there of scientists saying that they will do their best. They will do their best to find the answer that they are being paid to find. So you would ignore the fact that it will affect your body, and just that 1, 2, 3, 5, 10% that will not affect your body, you're going to show that. That's what they do, because I gave you this money to find this for me. And this is what they present to you. Oh, yeah, the 5G is not going to affect your body because of this and that and that. Or it's inconclusive because of this and that and that. That's what they do. Okay, now, not everybody, not saying all scientists do this, not saying this is what they do, but there are some who will. And when you think about it, when you base your entire career on a certain thing, and the Big Bang Theory is actually something about this. I think it was one of the guys who was doing string theory or something like that, or something, whatever they were doing, and realized that something was wrong with it. I can't remember the full story, and they switched the whole theory. But anyway, you base your entire life around this thing. So when you find that it's plausible, that it's not, it can't be proven, or it goes against what you originally thought, what do you do with your life then? But if I pay you to do to find something I want you to find, you're going to find it, because now your whole entire lifestyle depends on it. How are you going to get this paycheck? And most persons who have a conscience will not do it. And this is why you have some poor scientists. And then those who are the superstar, the rock star physicists or scientists, they do as they're told. And they find the reasons that they're told to find. And that's how they become popular. I mean, again, just speculating, not calling anyone out, but it has happened more often than we actually think. So you have scientists saying yes and no. And like, shouldn't science be absolute? Technically, no, based on the word of science, because it's always a questioning. Whatever something comes up, you question it. And that's what a theory really is. It's like, this is the best answer we could find for all the questions that was put to it. It's still a theory. Not saying that a theory is a bad thing. It's just that, you know, here we are, and based on the questions we asked, it's as far as we have gotten, and all the questions we asked adds up to this exact same information. That's what a theory pretty much is. So you have persons who have contradicting theories, scientists themselves, some saying yes, some saying no, and different things. Not talking about 5G itself or any type of thing, but just saying in many different things, you're going to find people who say yes and people who say no, people as in scientists, persons who went to school, have the degree, have the training, have the equipment, have done the studies, have done the test, and they all come up with different ideas, beliefs, and theories. So who do you believe? It's not as if science is yes and no. One, we could say, okay, let's break this down for a second when I'm talking about this. The sun rises in the east and sets in the west. And I could say to you, everybody knows that. Really? When you start getting down to scientific questioning, the question is, based on that statement, the sun rise in the east and sets in the west. You have to take each word and break it down. The sun. What is the sun? Is it our sun? Is it some other sun? Which part would you consider to be the sun? Because Mars is really bright in the sky. Is that a sun? Venus is very, very bright. Could that be a sun, or is it something else? So you have to break down what the sun really is. And then the east. Where is east? Oh, the east is a certain where the sun comes. Again, you write back to the sun. What is the sun? What is east, west, north, and south? Who told you that? Where did you come from? You have to go back to the beginning of everything and actually break it up. Okay, this is the part of coming up with a theory. Like, everything has to be tested. You know, some people, I heard a guy, sorry, not even say that. Let's go to Egypt. You have the upper and lower Egypt. Why is the upper separate, or the opposite to north and south? So when you think of north, you're always thinking up. North is always up because, you know, it's a certain way, you're moving up. But they have it reversed. So why is it that ancient Egypt had things reversed? So upper Egypt is actually in southern part of the Egypt area, and lower Egypt is actually in the north. So which is up and down? Which is north and south? This is why you ask these questions. I seem like I'm digressing, but I'm just telling you, I'm trying to break it down to a point why there's always conflicting answers to everything. Because when you break it down to this point, it's going to be a bit more difficult. So you come back to 5G. Does it or does it not? Do radio waves affect the human body or does it not? Do radio waves burn people or burn matter, you know, or burn organic matter or anything like that? Does it heat water? Because if it does, then it's going to affect our bodies. But in what way? So you have to ask these questions. You know, what is it? You have to start from the scratch and move it. You can't start at the middle of a theory and then take it beyond. You have to start from the beginning and then move from there. Because if you start from the middle, you're accepting some things that you did not test. So here we are again to 5G or to not 5G. Is it causing problems? Is it a part of this new COVID-19 pandemic around the world? Or is this just something totally separate? Or is it coincidental that they both came up around the same time? If you have to go back in history, what happened when radio waves came out? What happened with 2G, 3G, and 4G? What came out when the microwave happened? And then see what happens around those time. Was it this bad? Was there some effect? What happened? You have to do a lot of research. You can't just accept something that anyone says. Now, to finish up with this, I've heard a lot of conversations about this, okay? And one person that I followed for a long time was David Icke. He's a British guy, and he is known as a conspiracy theorist. Like that word, if you look up conspiracy theorists, David Icke is going to be there. He is one of many. And some of his theories are way out there, man. I mean, like far out left field or right field, whatever it is. I don't know. Like they didn't say right wing, left wing, same bird. But his things are way out there. Even to the point of the lizard people. I'm like, dude, I can't even try with you. Not even with that. But some things he talked about that he predicted came true. Other things he talked about have not come true. And things he speaks about has not even come to fruition as yet. So you can't fault him. Why? Because Nostradamus made some predictions. Some came true, some didn't, and some we're still waiting for. He had a lot of hit and miss. He had a lot of misses than more hits. Nostradamus, that is. Same thing with David Icke. So you never know what is true and what is false. You now have to do your own research, but go back to the beginning. Don't just accept what you hear on WhatsApp or you read something on Facebook or hear a video on YouTube. Like literally just try whatever you can to do a few tests. I'm sure there is a device, I can't remember the name of it, that can read radio waves. Like get that, you go to Amazon, purchase that and go around these cell towers, see what frequency they're pushing out. See what frequencies are coming into your house. And you know, the thing that was interesting, I was talking to someone who actually deal with installation of towers, and I didn't even know it existed. But certain companies, they have like an internal antenna. What happens was that, and I heard this on one of the voice notes, people, when these technologies came out, that's why they came with the mobile phone. They thought that people were going to be moving about it, like in their car and moving around. But come to find out, people use their phone more indoors than outdoors. So the signal is not as strong indoors. So in order to get it into a large building, it's like building a separate antenna into the building that picks up the frequency from the main cell tower outside, and it amplifies it on the inside. Not those little small little devices you plug in. I mean, like it's a big little box type thing. I was kind of shocked because I didn't know these things existed. So these are here as well. So now you're going to have, you're literally walking in a sea of radio waves, you know, and what is this doing to your body? You understand that people talk about when a cell phone rings, the amount of radiation it gives off. So you're frying your brain. I think someone did a test and I can't verify how it works. They put Brillo pod, you know, the steel wool, that's what it was, steel wool around a cell phone, and then he called the cell phone, and the amount of energy that was burst from the call caused the steel wool to catch fire. So again, how is that affecting your body? Is this the cause of cancer? Is this, it's so many questions, we don't know. The whole idea is 5G causing people to get sick. And I want to talk about one more part before I go about this. And I've been asking these questions. I don't think people actually understood what I'm trying to ask. You would expect to see far more videos of the amount of people that have died, especially in Italy. Don't they have family? And I put this on Facebook and I asked, is the internet broken? Let's think about this for a second, right? Let's put yourself in this shoe, in their shoe. You're told to quarantine yourself. you live by yourself or with your family and your parents are someplace else and your siblings are someplace else. And your mother calls you up and says, I'm not feeling well. I'm coughing. I have a headache. I'm going to go to the hospital. You say, okay, mom, let dad take you to the hospital. And he takes her there. And you talk to your mom, oh, it's a long line and they're going to do a test on me. So because you can't come. They don't want you to come to the hospital. So you just have to contact them via phone. And so the first day, of course, if you go to PMH, you're going to be there for a while. So let's say now, even in the States, anywhere you want to put this. So the next day, you haven't heard from your mom. So you call your dad. What's happening? Oh, they took her in for more testing and they sent me home. What do you mean they sent you home? Said you couldn't be around the hospital. They don't want you to get infected and just be in quarantine yourself and let's see what happens for the next 14 days. So your mom is in the hospital by herself. How is it going to make you feel, first of all? Okay, I'm just assuming that you have a good relationship with your parents. How is that going to make you feel? Are you going to be worried about her? Or are you going to say, oh, she's in good hands? Day two, you still haven't heard from your mom. You call your dad. He's worried. He hasn't heard from them. Calls the hospital. They say they're doing more tests, but you can't talk to her. Okay, interesting. So you're making some calls, trying to find information every hour or so, and you want to go up there, but you can't because the police are stopping you from going out. Day four, you still haven't heard from your mom. The doctors are not giving you enough information. How is she doing? Oh, she's doing okay. We're just running tests. We're putting on a respirator, whatever. Now, when they say stuff like that, now you know it's serious. Just think of how you feel. You're not there with your mom. You know she's in the hospital. And now they're saying they're putting on a respirator. Does she have the COVID-19? So tests come back. Let's say day six. 6 days you haven't seen or heard from your mom. Your dad is freaking out. Your siblings are freaking out. No one has seen your mom. So day six, you get the call. Oh, your mother has COVID-19. She has the coronavirus. What now? Now, you definitely can't go and see her because they don't want you at the hospital. They don't want you around her. They don't want you to infect anyone. But they still don't want her to contact you. So you have not heard about from your mom. You just have not heard it. And then you get turn on the news and what do you hear? People are dying and then they're just disappearing. So what are you going to do by the second week? You don't hear from your mom. How are you going to feel? Are you telling me of the thousands of people that died that might be in this exact situation that no one has put a video to their face, their phone to their face and record saying that the hospital's keeping secrets or we haven't heard from my mom in 2 weeks. We haven't heard from my dad, my cousin, my brother, my sister. No one is putting these videos out. There was one I actually ran across, a guy in Italy. His sister died in her bed. She had the COVID-19 and she died. And he wanted to get the body out because she started to decompose. And the police were telling her, no, you can't come out. I'm like, this is the first video. I expected to see more videos like that. Because if this is happening, you know, things are going crazy. No one is trusting of no one else to take care of their family members. So we're not even seeing this happening. What's going on? This is another conspiracy theory that came about that this is not real. I paused there because I'm sure you heard of that. People are saying, oh, this is not real. This is just fake. And they still go on the beach and they party. People are still having church. People are still having gathering at their homes because they don't believe it, you know. And again, the thing is, where's the evidence? You have to ask that question. So next thing after that, when that started happening, we started to hear, oh, they're burning the bodies. Really? Again, your mother has been missing now for 3 weeks. They didn't even tell you or ask you, hey, we're going to burn your mother's body. She died. You didn't say nothing. You didn't put nothing on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, nothing you posted. No one has done this. I wouldn't say no one. I mean, I'm sure a few people did, but I just expected to see more. You're telling me tens of thousands of people have died. When you look at it, you take 10,000 people. 10,000 persons would have one relative. So now we have 20,000 people. So 10,000, take that 10 out of that. We have 10,000 people infected. You have 10,000 people who have a family member that's infected. And if you look at it, let's say they have a sibling, 20,000. They have a spouse, 30,000. They have a cousin, 40,000. You tell me out of 40,000 people, I mean, we could go on and on, cousins and friends and neighbors. we talking hundreds of thousands of people with that 10,000 people, and you see a handful of videos. Now, that's something to really think about. That's something really to consider. Like, what's going on? Is Facebook blocking their videos? Is Instagram blocking their videos? Is the internet off? Because you just expect to see a whole lot more of these things coming out, but you're not. You're not seeing the bodies being burned. You're not seeing the hospitals and the chaos that you expect. It's so weird because probably the perception is that, you know, you watch these TV shows like real life situations of the ER or one of these fake like Dr. House type thing. When things go wrong, especially with a gunshot wound, you see panicky, how crowded, how amazing things are going on, how fast things are going. You're thinking that, but when they show you, you know, everything's so organized, you know, you have one person in a whole room and they're on a ventilator. It's like, wow, one person per room, that's pretty cool. You expect to have seen, like, I think there was a video that was circulating, it had to be no more than about 10 persons inside a room in a bed, and they had these plastics over their head or something like that with some ventilator or something over their mouth, you know. But it wasn't chaotic. It wasn't like you hear in these numbers, you would expect that place to be jam-packed. Like, where are you housing all these people? You know, it's not adding up. So this was something that came out, I think, a few weeks ago, probably about 2 weeks ago, when someone talked about it. I'm like, that is true. We're not seeing it. So if you don't see it, you don't believe it. You know, seeing is believing. Or people say sometimes, what do you say? Believe half of what you hear and none of what you see. I think it's something like that. So you're hearing a lot of stuff, but you're not seeing it. So they're not showing it. You would think someone would record the crematorium and show that, man, they've been bodies or trucks have been pulling up to them nonstop. You'd expect to see that. But there is nothing. We're not seeing these things. You expect that people are nosy. People have nothing else to do. They're looking out the windows. Where are these places? You know, you could look in the distance and you could see the smoke coming up from this place. Like, someone should see and notice these things. I really don't know. So it's just so hard to figure out what is going on. We have no idea what's going on. There's just so many things up in the air. But I have to give it kudos to here in the Bahamas. You know, we're doing the best that we could, even though persons are still hard-headed. That's just Bahamians. You know, we're just prolonging the situation. We have confirmed cases, and you know, up to 3 deaths here in the Bahamas. And it could rise because people are still doing foolish things, you know. They're doing these runs on the food stores and places that are crowded, and you're touching things that other people have touched. And then you do things so unconsciously. You have no idea when you rubbed your nose because it was itching, you know, or something like that. People just talking and laughing, and spittle might come out and land on something, and you're touching that. You don't know. It's just crazy. So I'm really impressed with the governing party right now, Hubert Minnis. He's doing a really good job of updating people. He has a good team together, and they're working as best as they could to try to contain the situation. And of course, you can't expect much, because this is not something that happens every year. This is not a hurricane. There's no way, there's no rules of engagement. They're trying their best right now to actually put rules in place for what to do and what not to do. Putting lockdown and curfews, and only persons essential needs to be on the street or to work, etc., etc. So they're doing the best that they can. I don't know that 5G is here in the Bahamas, but we do have confirmed cases, which then brings me back to the theory of to 5G or not to 5G. Is it in the Bahamas? Was it that it was just to give symptoms? People were injected with it, and then they spread it, and that's how people got it. It's just really hard to say exactly what's actually happening. You know. Obviously something is going on. People are getting sick. 3 persons have died. That's the facts. We know that for sure. Well, I can't say I know that for sure because I haven't seen the bodies. But taking the word of the government right now, not my leaders, but the government, and not saying that I'm not FNM or PLP, just saying, taking the word of our leaders, they say that 3 persons died. And I'm sure you can talk to one person, another person, and find out that persons did die. We do know that persons have been infected and have been quarantined. Okay, these are things that we do know. And they're easy verifiable, because in the Bahamas, there's 3 degrees of separation. Of that 3 degrees of separation, I'm sure we could find out the truth. That's how things work in the Bahamas. We could find that out easy. But we know that persons have been infected and persons have died. is 5G here? How did they get it? You know, what is the contact tracing on that? How is that related to 5G? You have to consider that. This is why people are saying, no, it's not true. Otherwise, why is it here? Then the whole conversation about persons who've been to Trinidad or travel, et cetera, we have no idea, but this is what's happening. So it leaves you to the point to do your own research, believe what you want to believe on it, and then hold your belief to what you want to hold it to. We have very limited information on exactly what's happening, and a lot of things cannot be corroborated. So to 5G or to not 5G, we don't know. Stay safe. Be safe. Stay indoors. Stay away from people. Social distancing. Practice it every day. Practice as much as you could. Clean your house. Clean your hands. Wash your hands. And make sure do not accept visitors to your home. Let's eradicate the situation and get back to a state of normalcy as best as we could. So until next time, why do you believe what you believe?